This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want all the stations to hear your calls, so in 6 minutes I'm going to write your calls, and I'll cover the big COVID news. But first, I want to replay this report. It's so important. On the eve of the cashless society from Greg Reese, this is so vital. Here it is.
A key component of human life is enlightenment, the awakening from the darkness of deception into the light of truth. The so-called Great Awakening has really been going on forever. And before MAGA and QAnon, the consensus was that the banks were at the top of the criminal pyramid structure. And while many of us assumed that a hidden hand was pulling their strings as well, we realized that their main goal was a digital currency and a cashless society. It was the subject of several documentaries.
The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one-world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers, right? There'll be no more cash. And this is getting me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do.
Everything. Everything is in there.
And it was also commonly discussed that they'll likely use Big Pharma to get us there.
Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today, in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
But now it's as if everyone has just accepted it and found something else to fight about, because the cashless society is being rolled out right now, and very few people seem bothered by it. In November of 2019, right before COVID, the Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School had a live tabletop exercise called Digital Currency Wars, which looked at how the United States can continue to leverage economic power in a world of national digital currencies, such as the Chinese digital yuan, which is already heavily competing in trade against the U.S. dollar and seems to be at the forefront of centralized digital currencies. And it has an expiry date. If you don't spend it by then, it becomes worthless, so people can no longer save money. The Bank of International Settlements has announced that the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations and will have technologies to enforce it. The Central Bank of Brazil is planning to launch their centralized digital currency in 2024. Israel is about to launch theirs, and the Bank of England is now preparing a UK digital currency. Italy's new Prime Minister Meloni is speaking out against the cashless society, but she seems to stand alone on the world stage. In the Federal Reserve's digital currency scheme, it appears that Hedera and Quant will be used on the technology side. They are already connected to everything. The cashless society is here, but everyone is talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. The goal was never to put an old senile puppet into the presidency to run havoc. The goal was to create a cashless society. And so while bringing Joe Biden to justice may feel like a victory, the tyrants are still getting exactly what they wanted. And once it's all said and done, then who will save you?
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And by by the way, people say that interview with Russo's from 2009. He actually died in 2007, right after Endgame came out. I did that interview with him in 2006.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Hour number two on this Wednesday, December 21st, live broadcast.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right. Thanks to the audience. We've been hard to shut down. I salute you all for keeping us on air and everything you do. That goes to our affiliates, our sponsors, the crew, and our wonderful, beautiful listeners. All right. I'm going to take phone calls for the next 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll go into the fourth hour covering news and more. We got loaded phone lines here, so I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Just please make your points so we can get to the next person. I want to hear from you all. Tom in Canada on the Ukraine war and the poison shots. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The first time I heard the term vaccine passport was on your show in May 2020. You nailed it. We must never forget about what happened. Stay strong. I drove with the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
And your dictator says you're a criminal and not allowed to protest.
That's correct. The man's a lunatic.
And for those that don't know, people say, well, how's he a dictator? He's elected. He got, what, 30% of the vote, but he manipulates the parliament so he stays in power. But it doesn't matter. Even if you're elected, if you do dictatorial things, folks, you're a dictator.
He has not won the popular vote since 2015.
What's your view on the Ukraine war and Zelensky coming here demanding more than $48 million this week?
The USA should cut all funding to that conflict. Putin should build a demilitarized zone so he can hold the Donbass and end the war.
Well, that's what Kissinger says, is given those areas, they're like 98% Russia, that's always been part of Russia, and give Putin an exit, or this is going to lead to nuclear war. Anything else, sir?
The Crimea and Donbass belong with Russia, but the rest of the country should stay with Ukraine.
Thank you for the call. By the way, I said $48 million. They're offering him $45 million. He's demanding $100 million or more. Hell, he demanded a trillion a few weeks ago. The guy's just something else. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in Kentucky. Jay, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey, brother.
You're very eloquent with your words, and I appreciate you. And I'm a not very conservative Jew, and I go to a synagogue, and a lot of the people I share your links with, their eyes are opening up to the point that I'm getting messages back from people, and I sent that link about Fauci, and I sent the link Fauci criminal crimes, and I sent the link to the Rumble thing suddenly died. And these people, you know, I'm actually witnessing what's going on with people losing babies and having to have special operations to try to conceive.
Well, that was my point with Ye when he was going off on the ridiculous Hitler thing. Was, hey, you know, Israel's being hit harder than anybody with these poison shots. If the Jews run everything, why didn't they get the message to not take the shots? People are people, and the globalists are a consortium of evil groups that are all vying for power, and we all, whether we're Christian or Muslim or Jewish or agnostic, have to come together and transcend political labels and just call for a pro-human future. What I'm getting from you is you think a lot of Jews, you know, that are, I guess you're saying conservative at least, or Orthodox, or maybe they're not Orthodox, they're really starting to wake up?
Yeah, definitely. The propaganda was strong, but now you can't not see what's going on with even my rabbi that I love. He got the shot, the COVID shot there, and he was, you know, and he was sick with COVID, and we had a little discussion, and I said, I really wish you didn't get that shot, and he said, me too, so, but it's a little late now, but, you know, these people.
Well, you know, it was Dr. Zelenko, that came from a long rabbinical family, but became a doctor himself, that was one of the main leaders warning everybody, so folks should really listen to him.
Yeah, I miss Zelenko, and I liked the one thing that I liked a lot that he said. But the one thing that I really liked is whether you're waiting for the Messiah to come for the first time or the second time, we need a Messiah right now.
We do,
and man, you know. But I'll cut you loose. I really do appreciate you and your program. Thank you.
Well,
sir.
God bless you, Jay. Good news, folks. You're waking up. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Hell, even all these big Hollywood stars are coming out and apologizing. I meant to get to that clip yesterday. What's the guy? He's an actor from Shawshank Redemption. He's a good actor, but he's always saying Tim Robbins. He's always saying stupid liberal stuff. But more and more, he's coming out and saying, no, we're wrong. This is wrong. So a lot of these liberals mean well, folks. They just don't know. We can wake them up. And you're going to see whether they're going to wake up or not. There's so many examples of this. So many examples of this. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, let's talk about the open border. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex Jones. Great to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got up this morning, I put on my system, and I says, "We're our great McConnell says, oh, the Ukraine war is the greatest challenge or, you know, the greatest thing that's facing the United States." But
and you went on the lie and say that Republicans overall, it's the number one issue for them.
Exactly. And last night, I went to an all-night gas station here in Phoenix, where I live, close to the interstate, the north-south interstate. And it was about 2 in the morning, and I go into the store, and it's a national chain of gas stations, and they have a restroom inside. And there's 10 men in line, okay, across the coffee machines up to the men's room. And I noticed they're all about the same age, same size, everything, and one of them comes out of the men's restroom, and another one goes in. And I said, what the heck's going on? And I get to the front of the line, and I just open the door, and I look. And none of these men realize there's multiple urinals, multiple stalls in this gas station. They've never seen.
Let me tell folks where you're going. I showed this about 5 years ago. They're at the truck stops on I-35. Almost all of them have this. It tells you in Spanish, put your toilet paper in the toilet. And so a lot of these guys crap in the corner or piss in the corner. And I'm not putting them down, but these are literally farm boys from Central and South America that have never even been in a bathroom. And they think you crap on the floor. I mean, can you imagine how the globalists... I'm sorry, I'm stealing your thunder. Tell the rest of the story.
No, that's okay. No, I didn't realize that because they were polite. You know, when I walked by them, they put their heads down. You know, it's not like they were, you know, trying to make a problem, but they were trying to stay out of the way. So I'm curious. I'm an info warrior. I'm waiting. And they all come out, and they all pile into these white vans. There was two white vans identical with Utah plates.
Yep. Yeah, that's what's happening. Leftist-controlled areas. People don't know Utah's kind of leftist. They do it, too. They get people there, then they sign them up for welfare, then they skim the money off the top.
And, you know, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Am I, you know, I'm not the type to strap on, and I'm not going to, you know, make an issue of fighting that. And if I tell anybody this, they think I'm crazy. And, you know, it's all you got to do is step out of your house here in Arizona. We got a war. It's not a war.
Brother, you ain't got to tell me. I've been to the border. It is crazy town. 20,000 a day now. It was 14,000 a day before. 20,000 a day in El Paso alone. I mean, it is crazy.
Yeah, and then put on national news. They said, well, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till 42. And I'm like, I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, just imagine where these people come from that they don't know what a toilet's for.
And the exposure to our population, you know, the pristine nature of what the United States used to be is being destroyed.
Well, here's the deal.
Destroyed.
No, I totally agree. Central and South America are something like 80% rural. And so these folks grow up in farms, they work, they produce the food that everybody eats, and then they did 2 years of lockdowns, they no longer have jobs. So they did a big survey earlier this year, and they asked, why are you coming? 90-something percent said, because they won't let me work, I'm starving to death. So it's not their fault. They're having the UN lockdowns that went for 2 years in their countries, and they're being told, come here. And they don't even know how to use a toilet. Anything else, Ron?
No, that's it, sir. You nailed it. And I'm so happy you're on the radio. And hang in there, my man. Good luck.
I'm trying. It's all up to you guys. And I'm not putting it on you. I'm not bitching. You want to take me out of the game, folks? Don't buy the products. Don't spread the word. Because it's neck and neck. We've never been more influential. But at the same time, the economy and everything going on, people are like, well, you're bankrupt. I mean, $1 billion judgment. You're going away. No, we're not. We're appealing it for 2 years. Somebody has to worry about products you buy from us going to the left or any of this crap. We're in bankruptcy to reorganize, and we have 2 years of appeals. So that's what's bittersweet about this, because I have almost no money, so they're getting all this money. It just doesn't exist. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wow. So guys, a mother has left your kids behind here. So, ¿es tu mamá? ¿Usted es la mamá?
Apaguen ese fuego, ¿eh? Tienen que apagar el fuego, si no, no abro la puerta.
Yo lo prendí, mami, yo lo prendí.
¿Era verdad que
nos
iban a dejar pasar?
¿Mande?
¿Era verdad que nos iban a dejar pasar?
No sé yo. All right, guys, I'm going to start walking with... Well, it's a caravan now.
So this is mothers leaving their children behind.
Out, we have a quarter mile.
And then shows up to 20,000 people with barbed wire. They just opened the barbed wire and let them in. This is a humanitarian disaster the left has caused by Biden telling the Democrats to go out and promote everywhere and telling the illegals, immediately rush the border and you'll be let into the country. I want to go back to your calls, but it's important to document this here on air on radio and TV. Let's go to these clips. Here's an MSNBC reporter says she spoke to illegal immigrants who told her they haven't had any interaction with U.S. immigration authorities. But again, there is no border crisis, and if there is a border crisis, it's the Republicans' fault, and the Republicans told them to come here. ABC News and CNN and the White House have told us. I mean, this is beyond gaslighting. But they just normalized this level of lying, and the media doesn't call them out. Here's a clip.
We were even able to see, as of last night, a lot of migrants just crossing, and migrants I spoke to this morning saying they haven't had any interaction with U.S. immigration authorities. They just walked right in. Really, what we're seeing here is a city that is overwhelmed and in chaos. These families behind me here, these are some of the lucky ones. We're inside a shelter, but a lot of shelters are overwhelmed. I just came from the streets this morning. There are hundreds of people sleeping in the airports, at bus stations, on the streets, and it's actually really cold here. It was 33 degrees when we woke up this morning. Migrants were huddling together under blankets for warmth because even though Title 42 hasn't lifted yet, so many people have been able to come across. Not every nationality gets expelled. But we just spoke to people at this shelter here, Ruben Garcia, who runs this shelter, who says, look, already there are people sleeping on the streets. The numbers that will be sleeping on the streets if Title 42 lifts is unfathomable. And he says the federal government will have to do more.
Yeah, more funding so they can even flood the border even more. That's how it works. They flooded Europe's border the last 10 years, then demand more spending to bring even more in. That's what Biden said. Hey, let the Republicans pass a law, give me some unlimited money. We'll fix the crisis by getting more funding to bring even more in. Here's Fox News fact checks the Biden administration for claiming they're not in favor of repealing Title 42. So you've been hearing how we got to get rid of it. It's the worst thing ever. Suddenly on a dime, they're not for repealing Title 42. Here it is.
They've also been distancing themselves from this push the White House has to even end Title 42 in the first place. Listen to this.
That is a court order that is telling us to lift Title 42, and we're going to comply because we follow the rule of law.
But the administration sought to lift.
That is, but it is a court order.
But that is that started by you guys.
It was a court order that has been provided to us.
The president made clear who wanted it back in April.
I can give you a straight answer. We had proposed to eliminate that policy by the end of May.
And And when the courts have previously blocked the administration's push, the press secretary said the administration disagrees with the court's ruling. So this current court action means that there is a chance that Title 42 stays in place either for the short term or indefinitely. The White House, as we said, is moving forward as though this is going to lift. But according to them, it is the courts that want to lift Title 42. It is Republicans standing in the way of securing the border. What the president has done on this issue so far has been a success, even though under the president's leadership, illegal crossings have hit all-time highs, and anyone who suggests that the border is open is just spreading misinformation for the smugglers, Harris.
That's right. Remember, Biden said, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. And then they went and filed cases to get rid of 42 and had Democrat-appointed judges by Obama and others say it's illegal. Think about how dumb they think we are. But we're not dumb. They're just training us. They lie to us, and they don't get in trouble. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Biden saying, surge the border.
Proud to have served with him. What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
All right, so I wanted to play some of those clips. You guys, you showed me a clip during a break earlier in El Paso last night, where it shows tens of thousands, and then they just open the barbed wire and just let them all in. I mean, we got plenty of footage of that in the past, but this is currently going on. Trump completely stopped this, shipped back everybody, and the Democrats now say the Republicans are the ones doing this. I mean, the footage coming out, it's all on InfoWars.com. The footage coming out is just spectacular. We got two long segments coming up, so I'm going to go to Al Killer and Adrian and Justin and Josh and Stan and Henry and Ed and Russell and Jordan, everybody else on the other side. And we're going to be covering a whole bunch of other issues as well. Also haven't gotten to Dr. Mike Yeadon talking about the vaccines being the work of Satan. He's the former chief scientist at Pfizer. Didn't believe in God until now. That is coming up as well at the start of the next segment. But let me just briefly explain this. We have incredible products. Just like our information is game-changing. Our products, particularly our supplements, are the very best, highest-rated key compounds the globalists don't want you to have. And the Real Red Pill Plus, after 2 years plus of not being available because of supply chain issues, is back. And it's got so many ingredients you should learn about. It would take me hours to explain it. Just look into preglinone, the precursor to all hormones in humans that your body produces naturally, but as you get older, you stop producing it. So anybody over 40 particularly should be taking preglinone, but this has all the trace elements and other minerals and vitamins and other key compounds that are for brain function and joints and your heart and your libido and your energy. It just does so much. You'll feel the effects in just a week or so taking Real Red Pill. I mean, you'll feel some of the ingredients in 30 minutes. It's got a lot of natural, healthy, quality stimulants in it. But you'll feel the real effects in about a week or so. Take it every night before you go to bed, ladies and gentlemen. It's what not because it has a stimulant in it. Take it. That was the first red pill you can take at night. Don't take this before you go to bed. Take it when you get up in the morning, and it is incredible. Real Red Pill Plus, we just added some natural stimulant to it. But it's Real Red Pill Plus, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We also have the new over-the-top InfoWars Platinum line that has three already best-selling products under a national pharmaceutical company that makes supplements that are already three best-sellers in the market. We were able to private label 1776 testosterone boost, HGH boost, and Pain MD. All 50% off out of the gates. They're incredible, and they keep us on air. So please experience them and try them. We'll be right back on the other side. Oh, and Vitamin Fusion is selling out, but it's still 50% off.
InfoWar's secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars.
Harping on the wars.
Look, here's the deal. You got 20,000 illegal aliens a day hitting the border just in the El Paso area every day. And it's our Border Patrol and our taxpayers that have to try to process all these people so they don't just starve to death over there. Now you got cold weather set to hit the next 2 days. In a little less than 48 hours, it's going to be 16 degrees, even down in South Texas. And this is Biden saying, come here. This is the UN setting up refugee camps and then dumping it on us, knowing we have a good Samaritan attitude. But there's never going to be an end to this. This is just the beginning. This is replacement migration. The UN said 10 years ago they want 640-something million illegal aliens brought into the U.S. alone, and it's game over. No education, no background, no nothing, don't know what toilets are. They're going to be brainwashed, and they're going to do what the communists tell them, and it's game over, end of our free society. But that's what happens to all great civilizations. They forget who they are, they give it up, and they die. We got a chance to turn this around and then try to educate the groups they've already brought in, but it goes on much longer. I don't know what we're going to do, folks. This is so cold-blooded. Meanwhile, you've got Soros has gotten over 800 district attorneys and county attorneys elected and installed around the country. He's got like 22 attorney generals at the state level, and now he's trying to shut down the police who they don't fully control. Big headline on Infowars.com. Reports Soros nonprofits donated more than $35 million to aid anti-police groups just this year so far. And that's not to get rid of the police. It's to take them over. These people mean business. I've already dealt with two Soros judges in the rig trials against me. Total weaponization. All right, let's go to your calls. Al Killer in Virginia. Go ahead.
You know, Steve Bannon was at the Turning Point USA over the weekend, and he was on Tim Pool's segment, and he hit on the fact that we can't compete with the Federal Reserve when they're able to print money out of thin air. And at this point, where is the solution on our end? We already know what the globalists want. They have their Great Reset. What is the solution on the end of this that we want?
Well, you know what I was about to say. Look at what Soros is worried about. He's worried about district attorneys, county attorneys, state attorney generals. You got a bunch of state attorney generals standing up against the carbon tax, standing up against open borders, standing up against the fentanyl, standing up against the human smuggling. You've got the Texas governor and attorney general doing criminal investigations of the UN NGOs running the border collapse. We need indictments now. We need the states to step in where we still have attorney generals and still have prosecutors, and we've got to start prosecuting the deep state Democrats.
Well, even so, they can do an investigation until they're blue in the face. Look, if what came out on Twitter yesterday was any indication, with a Republican president, they had the Army doing a psyop knowing that the Hunter Biden stuff laptop.
Yeah, no, they had all the federal agencies working against the president and the American people with all the big tech companies illegally. Yes, you're right. I appreciate your call. It's absolutely criminal. It's a coup. We're living inside a globalist, big tech, governmental, corporate coup. I mean, that we're in it. It ain't coming, folks. You're in the New World Order now. Adrian in Pennsylvania, welcome.
Oh, hey, this is awesome. I want to thank you for the Real Red Pill Plus coming back in, because for 2 years, my mom has not stopped talking about, when's it going to get it back in? Is it going to come back in? I even looked at the bottle for the formulation to see if I can match it with the hair and beard and get some other stuff, but there's just too much going on in there. And
well, describe for us what it did for your mother, because it really helps old folks.
Well, my mom has a lot of health problems. She's been on disability for years, since I was probably about 12. I'm 40 now. And between that, the turmeric, the X2, she feels amazing. The only thing that she would want me to ask is, when's the down and out coming back?
Well, that's our problem. We haven't had enough money to order all the products we used to have, and that's why we're in a catch-22. That's why I may need to just do our fundraiser to try to get like $400,000 to $500,000 to then buy product, and then we can sell it and then make a profit, and it's kind of a self-fulfilling deal. That's how that works. It's kind of like a farmer will have that last crop, but they don't have enough money to buy more seed. The next year they got to shut down. And so we're kind of at that nexus point of really needing more support. We're in the catch-22 of selling things at discounts, so not enough money comes in. But I've got some fundraising ideas in the new year that should help keep us on air. If everybody just buys the products we've got now, and Real Red Pill Plus is back, we'll be able to stay on air. But it's very close.
So a challenge and a proposal I have for listeners is, I didn't buy products for years, but I love the information, and I woke people up, and it was very, very popular because people were very surprised that there was something else actually happening outside of the mainstream media. And then I started to buy the products and started to feel amazing, and then get other people to buy the products. So if you're a listener who doesn't buy products, you're taking something special away from this broadcast. Buy one product a month, give it to a friend, use it yourself, give it to a loved one. And I think that way, because we are in a war. It's a fifth generation information war, asymmetrical, everything Dr. Malone says, everything you said, that's absolutely true. So in order to keep you alive and through this process with all the information we're going to need, especially into the future, because it's just beginning now, what we're going to hit, I would say buy one product a month and use it, give it to somebody, but keep it open and keep it going. Now, before I take up too much time, Daniel Estep, you guys did a lot of great work together in the past. He has a great book called 2045 Global Projects at War. And in the melee of where we are right now globally, he does a great job breaking down that there are multiple projects at war that are fighting for supremacy around the planet. I think that'd be an excellent interview. Plus, he does the Trans-Evolution book on the transhumanism. And so I think it'd be great.
That's right. I haven't had Esalen on in probably 6-7 years. Let's get Daniel Esalen on. I haven't read his new book, but you're right. There are, I'm going to explain it. Globalists all want AI. They all want robots. They all want GMO. They all want chips in us. But there are different globalist power blocks that interface who are competing with each other over who will finally get the total global system and the AI. And that's in the documents about, will the U.S. have the new digital currency or will it be the Chinese? And you're right. There's all these competing forces that are working for control of Satan's kingdom. So I haven't read the book. What's it break down?
Well, it breaks down exactly what you're saying. And, you know, as we see this language coming out, these buzzwords, multipolar world order, and, you know, it seems like this group's clicking up with this group and they're against that group. As all the global currencies are collapsing, I mean, we're watching the entire crypto market collapse, which is bringing down the bond market, which is going to introduce us into the new panic problem reaction solution, which says, oh, well, here's the digital money. And then we're in any trap. So just the book would be great for you guys to talk about. It ties in with everything.
Well, he's really smart and he's really connected. And I agree, there are competing globalist forces. Thank you so much for the call, Adrian. All right. I only got to a little bit of calls that segment, but I'm going to do good. I'm going to take calls the whole next hour as well. But let's do this. I'm going to do this. No matter how good the calls are. I'm going to cut you off in 2 minutes. So we're going to go to Justin. We're going to go to Josh. We're going to go to Stan. We're going to go to Henry. We're going to go to Ed next segment. We're going to get 5 calls in. It's a 10.5-minute segment. So we're going to get to your calls coming up right out of the gates. I'm going right to you. And then Russell, Jordan, Carlos, Jefferson, and many, many others that are joining us, 877-789-2539. But absolutely, folks, you don't know how much the New World Order hates this show. They hate you. They hate our guests. They hate me. They hate the idea that we're still here to spot all the attacks. We are everything they can't stand. So when you share the articles or share the videos or share the live link and say, this is forbidden, check it out and tell others to check it out and tell them to check it out and tell them to check it out and them to check it out. When you do that, it's over. But if we don't, we can just roll over and die. Or I guess you could go join the New World Order if you want. I mean, that's your options. But joining the New World Order is a fate worse than death. We'll be right back with your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Communion with God's Spirit is eternal. All right. I've not been trying to whet your appetite. I'm going to play this Dr. Michael Yeadon incredible clip. I just keep taking your calls, but next hour I will get to it early. Right now, as I promised, let's take five phone calls in the next 10 minutes. Justin in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. I love you, brother. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm going to try to find out what it's like to ride the tip of the spear, man. This is awesome. Listen, as I've been waking up over the last 6 to 8 years, I've been trying to figure out ways I can reach my friends, neighbors, coworkers, my own family members. And, you know, as I first started off trying to, you know, explain globalism and these, globalist organizations that are moving us towards this one-world government, if you will, I found like that's trying to connect the bottom of the pyramid with the top of the pyramid, and you lose people there. And what Elon's been doing over the last, two or three weeks, exposing our own government's corruption.
Oh, I have to say what Elon's been doing is no way it doesn't hurt the New World Order. And that's so paradoxical. I disagree with a lot of what he does. I don't completely trust him. He's even be banned. But I would be a liar if I didn't say he's the new Alex Jones. He's doing more in a month than I've done the last 5 years. He is wrecking their system.
Hey, brother, I don't trust him. No farther that I can throw him, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we need to actually, I know he probably has his own agenda at the end of all this, which is probably his own version of control. But we need, you know, if we stay vigilant, we, you know.
Well, that's what the founders said. Separation of powers is you use one would-be dictator against the other dictator.
Absolutely. But and what I found is as Elon's doing this, as I'm trying to wake people up around me, is that, you know, most people, if you try to talk to them that are apolitical, they'll say, hey, listen, they're all corrupt. And, you know, both parties. And absolutely, that's right.
But there's no doubt the Democrats are the leading edge. I mean, they are the
they are. 100%. But you have your key Republicans in the higher levels of our government that are just as bad, if not worse. Like you mentioned, the open borders, you know, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, all these globalists, they're just as much open borders as a Chuck Schumer or a Joe Biden. But the point I was trying to make is that when we, you know, try to wake up our neighbors and friends to connect, you know, the middle of the pyramid to the top, and that's our deep state, our globalist government. And the reason why most people on both sides of the aisle are frustrated with government as a whole is because they don't realize that these people...
So there's a permanent bureaucracy in both parties frustrating the will of the American people at every level. The beachhead of populism is the Republican Party. That's why it's threatening the New World Order. Great points. Thank you. Josh in FEMA Region 3. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, how's it going, man?
All right, brother.
Just wanted to touch... I called in before I plugged X2 about how it had me dreaming again after not dreaming for 15 years. Well, I just wanted to give an update to that real quick. My son had really high lead levels, and I did a little investigating, and it turns out iodine works really well for that. So I've been giving it to him for about a month and a half now, just one drop, and it's cut his lead levels down in half. He was a 10. He's now 5.
Well, that's
five,
right. Your body can't offload toxins without iodine. I wish we weren't sold out of it.
Yeah, and so it's just, you know, it's been a real, like, I'm just real thankful for that because, you know, it's kind of scary.
Well, you understand most iodines are not atomic and are garbage. That's why it's got to be atomic.
Right. Yeah, I love the X2, the X3, you know. I can't wait till you guys get it back up. I'm signed up for an alert for when it comes back. But, yeah, that was just on that. On the border and funding Zelensky and all these criminals, We just have to stop providing them the funds. It really comes down to that simple. Because who's paying for all this? They're not paying for it. We are. The people. You know, and it's...
Yeah, you think about the homelessness and how they're taking people's houses. I know people that the IRS has taken their house after one missed IRS payment. I know people, Wells Fargo just got caught doing it, who missed one mortgage payment, they're taking their house outside of law. The American people are being raped of every race, color, and creed. And then they're telling us, oh, we got to take care of this third world population where they shut them down for 2 years and made them come here. So they're not my enemies, but they're still being used as a weapon.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, it's just we just have to stop funding it, no matter what it takes.
Anybody that can get to a rural area and work on a farm or start your own farm or learn to barter, the whole future is going to be that. That's so clear. The entire future is going to be getting out of the megacities. And this whole mark of the beast. We're just getting ready right now, get as many people warned as possible. We're going to go through hell, but God's on the other side.
Absolutely. God bless, Alex.
Love you, brother. Absolutely. Let's talk to Stan in Utah. Stan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yes, thanks for that last statement. I did do that. Me and my family were moved to a rural community in Utah. Love it. We're doing a hobby farm. They have raised chickens and all that good stuff. The reason I'm calling is in memory of my father, I have a relative who passed away because they were euthanized in a hospital in New Zealand.
You better back off your phone just a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Euthanized in a hospital in New Zealand. And we have an 18-page medical report that proves the timing and the medicines used that caused the death of my father.
Let me guess, remdesivir?
No, when he went in, we said no remdesivir, no intubation. And that may have been like a red flag for the hospital. Anyway,
was, but we started with that requirement. But as the as he was in hospital within a 24-hour period, he was already talking, coherent, was able to breathe without oxygen. 11 days later, he did. And so what reason I'm calling is to ask the medical professionals around the world, you know, have a conscience. Please listen to your conscience. If you're questioning what medical authorities are telling you what to do and how to administer certain protocols that are just aberrations of the medical system, please stand up and say something like these good doctors, Dr. Peter McCullough. And,
no, you're right. And, so, Stan, did you move from New Zealand or Australia to Utah?
New Zealand. I'm an American patriot. So
oh, we love you. I can hear your accent. Wow. What is it like for you to see? I'm so sad about your dad. You're totally right. Everybody needs to learn medical protocols. Everybody's got to learn. It's easy with any illness to know what works and what doesn't when you go into these hospitals because they're ordered to carry out protocols that kill people. And a lot of hospitals are good. Some are bad. But the point is you've got to know your rights. But what is it like for you to see what New Zealand's turned into since you left it?
Well, I was, at the age of 12, I watched a movie that was made by the New Zealand government called Sleeping Dogs. It stars Sam Neill before he became famous. And it's about how New Zealand becomes a police state. So we're talking about it in our social studies class, like, well, this can never happen in New Zealand. And lo and behold, almost 50 years later, it's here. That's what's stunning about this. You know, the secret combinations of conspiracies are 100% real. I woke up by studying the United States Constitution. I have a great love for that document and what the Founding Fathers did. So I've learned that this is a spiritual battle, most of all. If I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're right, Stan. It is 100% spiritual. It's all a test. God bless you. Thanks for the call. One more caller before we go to break. Henry in Arizona. Oh, no, sorry. Russell's next. I'm jumping around here. I apologize. Russell in Oregon, go ahead.
Aloha, Uncle Alex.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. I just wanted to bring up briefly that yesterday it was announced that Elon Musk has committed 10,000 more Starlink antenna to Ukraine in addition to the 22,000 that are currently operational, which is the foundation for government, civilian, and military communications for Ukraine. So to me, this is the leverage for him to be able to call for peace negotiations, and instead he is giving them more infrastructure.
Well, that's what he does. He plays both sides. It's like he does all this great stuff on one hand and bad things on the other.
Well, you know, and I just thought that it was worth mentioning to you and to the callers because that's a 50% increase in the infrastructure that they already have. And the operation is DARPA and NASA funded. And we're paying for this and he's making money off of it. And this is the opportunity to be able to say, hey, you know, we demand, a pathway to peace negotiations and it's not happening.
Well, I agree. Let me explain what's happening with Musk. He's a front guy for the military-industrial complex. And so it's not that they're anti-New World Order. They want to control over how leftist and globalist it gets. So Musk is just a throttle or a control arm for them to control what they do with it. Because if they don't control the left, it's out of control. So they don't control the left and right. You see how it's an instrumental situation?
I absolutely do, Alex.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Russell. Give me more time. You come back, you got cut short. And then Ed in Texas and Henry and Cindy and Bart and Paul. We're going to take your calls, the order to receive, back in T-minus 2 minutes with hour number three.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.